Hello children, this is photosynthesis part 4, activity 4. To show that oxygen is given out during photosynthesis, requirements: a beaker, a funnel, a test tube, conical funnel, pond water and twigs of an aquatic plant such as hydrilla. Procedure: fill some water in the beaker and put the twigs of hydrilla in it. Keep an inverted conical funnel so that it covers the twigs. Now, keep an inverted test tube filled with pond water over the funnel as shown in the figure. Put this apparatus in sunlight. Keep it for some time and write your observation. Put this apparatus in a shaded area, keep it for some time and write down your observation. Now, put the apparatus in a completely dark area, keep it for some time and write your observation. What are the observations? You will observe that when the apparatus was in sunlight, there appeared more number of air bubbles from the twigs of hydrilla than when it was kept in a shaded area. In total darkness, no bubbles appeared at all. So the inference is, it proves that oxygen is given out during photosynthesis. To find out the fact why most of the plants look green while there are plants which have leaves of different colors. The chlorophyll pigment in the leaves absorbs most of the blue and red regions of the incident light. The pigments are not capable of absorbing the green region of the visible light. Therefore, the green light is reflected from the plants and that is why they look green. The leaves are green in color because of the green pigment chlorophyll in them. The leaves other than green have other pigments which impact various other colors of the leaves such as red, yellow, orange, brown, etc. These pigments also give characteristic colors to flowers, fruits and roots. Carotene is an orange pigment which do photosynthesis by transmitting light to chlorophyll molecule. Significance of photosynthesis. It is a primary source of organic food and energy for all forms of life, either directly or indirectly. Excess of sugars produced by photosynthesis are either stored in the form of carbohydrates, that is starch, or used in the formation of other organic compounds. Photosynthesis helps to purify air and also maintains the balance of oxygen and carbon dioxide in the ecosystem. Photosynthetic process led to the origin of life on Earth. It was believed that about 2 billion years ago, when there was no life on Earth in any form, there was no free oxygen in the atmosphere. Thus, this process of photosynthesis was responsible for converting the totally anaerobic condition on primitive Earth into the aerobic conditions present now. Origin of fossil fuels like natural gas, coal, petroleum is considered to be the accumulation of organic material which was formed by the deep burial of plants and animals millions of years ago. The energy stored in all these fuels is basically solar energy that was trapped and stored during photosynthesis millions of years in the primitive Earth. So, this is all about photosynthesis. Thank you, children.